I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs. I play video games.
News and Lagrimade with your hosts, John DeLuna, XB,
X-Chicken,
Weebum.
Damn right I am.
And Rob.
Here we go!
News and Lagrimade.
Hey everybody, it's your old friend, John. It's Nissan Wave 107. This one's going to be a classic format, by which I mean audio. So truly a podcast with me this week, Rob Clay, and Peter, a.k.k. Bweebum. Guys, how you guys doing this weekend? We're recording on the weekend. How you guys doing?
Not bad.
It's a big week, big last couple weeks in the gaming world. First of all, of course, we've had Skyrim come out. Then we've had Super Mario 3D Land come out. We've got a good, nice Zelda game on the 3DS working. We've got Assassin's Creed. We've got still Mario Kart coming out this week. We'll talk about that later in the show. And speaking of the new releases, Skyrim, like I said, was one of the big ones to come out in the last month or so. Skyrim is a game that has gotten darn near perfect scores all around, with the caveat that it is buggy, a little buggy, and the first major patch to hopefully fix those bugs came out this week. Problem was, this patch probably broke more things than it fixed. So, guys, let me go through the list real quick. So, the big thing that this patch was supposed to fix was fairly simple and didn't really affect the game. It was the problem that the textures weren't fully loading, especially on the 360 version. So that got fixed. That's the good news. The bad news is now dragons fly backwards, which is kind of awesome, and the resistances and buff system is completely broken. So that what that means is that any item, creature, or potion that gives you a defense against a certain ailment, like fire, poison, disease, that's completely null. That does not work anymore. So creatures made of fire can be hurt by fire. Werewolves who can't be afflicted with diseases, they can contract diseases. And defense against damage is useless. And every special weapon now only does its base damage. So the game broke. To the point where Bethesda is now going to put out another patch next week. So like a matter of days after the first patch. This brings up a quick little discussion that I want to have with you guys. So now we live in a world of patches, right? So we live in a world where video games come out kind of half done or you know, they get released, they turn gold, and they may have some flaws in it, and we just kind of live with the fact that we're going to get a patch someday. Now, it looks like we're in a world where we're going to have patches to fix patches. So, I don't know, I mean, when you guys, is this acceptable to you guys? We're kind of old school, but to me it feels like we're kind of being taken for a ride now with games. Once you pay your $60, you just kind of have to hope and pray that the developers are looking out for you, and we get like a progression of two steps forward, one step back, and there's no feeling of like when the game is actually finished. You know, it's like in development now in my hands. It's like I'm beta testing here for $60 a pop. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Oh, I definitely agree with that, John. To be honest, this was when we got to the point of systems with hard drives where games could be patched. This is pretty much exactly what I dreaded happening, that being console gaming becoming a lot more like PC gaming. You hit the nail on the head with being paid to beta test. That really does bug me. I'm enjoying the hell out of Skyrim, I admit, but I have never liked the whole patch to fix the patch thing. Never have.
So you are liking Skyrim. You put in some time on it.
Oh, yes. I've really been enjoying that. Actually got it a couple days after it came out, for once. The patch did fix one thing that had been a bit of an obstacle for me, which is that there's one specific location in the game where, before the patch, every time you went to this location, a dragon would attack you.
What?
And I was building up a pretty good pile of dragon skeletons there that were not going away. The patch has also made dragon skeletons finally go away, incidentally.
Ah, interesting.
So, you know, those are a couple of, you know, significant improvements in my experience.
Sure.
I also haven't gotten Backwards Dragons yet, which I kind of regret. I'd like to see at least one of those before they go away.
Before they patch them away.
Or yeah. Flying woolly mammoths or anything like that. Nothing like that.
That would be fun. My brother's put a lot more time into the game than I have. He's told me about some fun glitches. Apparently there's a way to catapult yourself across the entire map if you really want to, but
nice.
I'm not sure of the specifics on that, unfortunately.
Maybe that's not a bug.
It's entirely possible. I mean, as I understand it, oh, that was a great one I watched him do the other day. In this one location, he's talking to the servant of this like mad god, basically, and he's collected like the last fragment of some holy book of his religion. And it's just this scrap of paper sitting in a case. And when you cast an ice spell on it, it turns into a bucket.
Interesting.
I have no idea why. Nobody does, but it was fun to watch.
Maybe that's like an Easter egg or something.
I'm kind of, it's as far as I can tell, opinion's kind of torn on that. It may be intentional or it may not, but it was fun at least. I as I understand it, Bethesda kind of has a habit of not patching things unless they would break the game, like dragon skeletons piling up or resistances or things like that. And if they're just entertaining little glitches, you know, they tend to leave them alone.
Yeah, because sometimes a glitch can be fun. Sometimes a glitch can end up like making the game better, actually, in a way. You know.
Oh yeah.
It does some of the work for them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, go ahead, Pierre.
No, I just think that I actually am okay with patches as long as they fix stuff. But obviously, they did not test this one either at all or very, very little. And yeah, the fact that you can come out in 1 week with another patch is kind of worrisome, because that means other things. It's like you don't know how badly this would actually break the game as well.
Yeah.
It seems, I mean, you know, not having resistance to stuff anymore, like your magic resistance has now disappeared, is a huge deal. That's a really big deal.
It explains why I encountered like a small fortress full of mages yesterday, and I thought they were killing me entirely too easily. I forgot about the magic resistance thing, and that was actually the first camp of mages I had taken on since the patch. So,
yeah, all of a sudden they got a lot harder.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, if you can patch stuff like and say, hey, you know, it's broken, blah, 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 whatever. But yeah, I feel like a lot of the games nowadays, to stay on target, because to stay on their target, they don't want to lose money. Because every day it gets delayed, they lose money on it. Yeah. So I guess the idea was, oh, we'll fix that long log of like tickets for what they need to fix.
I do appreciate that they actually take the time to fix it, because I have a fair number of games for older systems, a lot of them released by LucasArts, that, you know, needed more work and needed fixed, but there was a deadline, especially a deadline with a merchandising tie-in, and, you know, it got released no matter what, and it's never going to get fixed.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, at least it gets fixed, I guess. That's the blessing out of this, right?
Yeah.
Or that you pray it gets fixed.
Yeah. I mean, it can go both ways. I mean, it can encourage companies to release games that aren't actually done, but that happened anyway. So it still kind of depends on the company and whether or not they're going to put in the effort to make the game better once they've actually gotten your money.
So true. So true. Hey guys, Black Friday was a big hit for some. So Microsoft has sold 960,000 360s and 750,000 Kinects. Peter, you bought a Kinect.
I did.
Am I right?
I did.
How much did you pay for that?
Well, I actually, I worked out a deal somewhere. I got a 250 gig Xbox with the Kinect.
Okay.
For $300.
Not bad.
Yeah, the actual Microsoft store was selling them for $100 off.
Uh-huh.
The whole weekend. So,
nice.
And the Kinect selling for $100 mostly everywhere, as far as I could tell. Mm-hmm. They were selling for with the Kinect bar and two games for $100.
Interesting.
So there are some real, I mean, you know, we were talking about last week where the 4 gig Xbox deal was like $140 or something like that at Target.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another one. It was like, I think. So Xbox, I mean, Microsoft really threw a pile of cash on this sucker and said, just cut, just go for it.
Yeah, and they can do that, I guess, because they're Microsoft, right? They've got a mountain of cash, so yeah, they can do it. And then let's see here, as far as Nintendo goes, they sold big two. The two big bundles for the 3DS sold buku. The Skyward Sword bundle sold 535,000 copies. And then let's see here, the Super Mario Land 3D bundle sold more than 500,000 units. That's actually the game itself. I think the bundle, yeah, actually when I look at this, okay, so the games, this makes a little bit more sense. The games, each one of those games sold over 500,000 units. The bundles, I'm sure, sold very well too. I got a 3DS. I think it was through, it was kind of this convoluted thing through eBay and buy.com on Black Friday. They both like teamed up. And so I got a 3DS, just the base system, which was, I think, $130 shipped. So that was pretty sweet. The 3DS, I haven't got a chance to get the Mario game yet for it. So I essentially feel like every 3DS owner has felt for the last year. there's like no reason to have this system right now.
Oh,
But you know, I guess in the next week or so, if I may trade in a game or two and get Mario 3DS if I can find it. I've set up the 3DS. It's essentially like just like a Wii. You know, you set up your Mii, you do all that stuff. It connects with Wi-Fi, which is really weird. Because this is the first Game Boy I've had that has Wi-Fi. So it feels kind of weird for a Game Boy to have this kind of technology in it. I'm used to Game Boys being kind of this down and dirty gaming system. You know what I mean?
Right. Like just like yeah. completely disconnected from the rest of the world.
Yes. Like I turn it on and Pikachu pops up, and that's what I expect.
Right.
But this has actually got like stuff on it, which is kind of weird. And it also has like, you know, the camera and all that good stuff. The 3D effects still give me like serious vertigo. I can't do it. The glassless 3D stuff, it's just weird. It's just weird. But we'll see. Apparently in Mario, they use it in some I guess non-offensive ways that are interesting, but they don't, you know, give you seizures. So we'll see. I'll report on that. I've heard the Mario Kart 7, which comes out. First of all, I can't believe there are 7 of them, but I hear that.
I guess they count them all, right?
Yeah, if you count them all, you probably easily get to 7. I guess if you think about it. Mario Kart's old. Mario Kart's been around forever.
Since Super Nintendo.
Yeah, Super Nintendo.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Yeah, it was awesome. The first few games were really awesome. This one, I hear, is an incremental step up. Like it's getting okay reviews. It's getting like 7.5s to 8.5s. Because it's not
in
really...
my opinion, the Mario Kart Wii was a step back from the GameCube.
Really? I never played that one.
The Wii or the GameCube?
The Wii one.
Oh, the double. GameCube. The Wii one was not very good. Because the GameCube one, Double Dash was pretty fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a lot of things in this one that kind of like they online gameplay. So they made their boards really, really big. So if you just wanted to play, you know, the four of you or something like that, the board was way too big.
Gotcha. Mm.
And then you couldn't turn off like the computers if you just wanted to have a smaller board for the four of you just to play. They had to be in teams. You couldn't be like fighting each other, you know, like solo or something like that. It was kind of weird. It was more team based. And when you just want to slaughter everyone, when you just want to bomb every single person you see, it's you know, shouldn't have a team.
Yeah.
Interesting. hey, Rob. Now you were the big fan of the Were you a big fan of the Mario Kart games?
Actually, I've never been big on racing games overall. Mario Kart DS is the only one I've actually played.
DS is okay. It's all right.
It's decent. It's got a serious exploit that people can use to pretty much win races online without much effort.
Mm-hmm.
Finding somebody who wasn't using that was a bit of a challenge sometimes, but you know, I did enjoy it. But again, that's my entire frame of reference for the Mario Kart series up to this point. So
they're fun. The best ones are the ones that are. It's less of a racing game and more of kind of like a party game. It feels kind of like a hybrid between the two. And so, you know, like to Peter's point, there have been a couple in the series that have felt a little bit more racy than, you know, party and kind of fun-ish. And those are the ones that are kind of blah, because the depth's just not there. It's not supposed to be there in Mario Kart. It's just supposed to be kind of this, like, you know, fun, shallow experience. It's a party game.
Yeah.
Party game on wheels.
Yeah.
Okay, last thing on, let's see here, a couple more things actually on 360. First of all, 360 is going to get 26 Verizon Fios TV channels. If you subscribe to Fios, you're going to get those channels in December. It's going to be Kinect compatible, so if you're if you've got this set up, you can control it by waving about and telling your TV what to do. It's kind of neat. Watching television.
Do either of you have the Kinect, by any chance?
No.
No, but Brian does. Brian.
Oh, God. So I've been playing with the Kinect, like, to navigate and stuff. It's virtually useless.
What? It doesn't, like, work or what?
No, it's not that it doesn't work. It's more effort than to actually just sit back and use the remote to, like, toggle around. Because when you try to use like the Kinect hub, it's separate. There aren't as many features on the Kinect hub as there would be on like the actual like Xbox. And there's just like when I have to like move my hand around and stuff like that to hold and touch things, I feel like navigation wise to go through the home screens and stuff, it's much easier if I just use my controller. So
probably would be, yeah.
Maybe they'll figure it out. Like, I don't know. You must have to be pretty lazy. You're actually using more energy to like move your arm around than just keeping the remote on your lap, I guess.
Don't underestimate the laziness of gamers, my friend. Also, speaking of the Kinect, well, maybe, you know what, maybe, Peter, maybe with the next generation Kinect, they'll fix that. Which apparently the next gen Kinect.
Nice.
When it comes out for the 720 or whatever, we'll be able to read lips and even more disturbingly, tell your mood. How, I don't want to know, but apparently those are two things that might happen with the future Kinect. The Kinect is already semi creepy, isn't it? I mean, being able to like tell your mood and then read your lips is just icing on the cake, I think.
Yeah, I kind of hope there are off buttons for those particular features.
Yes, I hope so too. I hope so too. Hey, what hasn't done well is the Move, the PlayStation Move. What is that?
I don't know.
It's only sold 1 million units in 7 months. Oh
wow.
Dear, and they shipped 4 million, by the way. Oh no. So yeah, there's about 3 million that have been sitting on shelves for the better part of 7 months. Yeah, dog. There's no games for it, is one thing, right? I'd be hard pressed to name a game, a signature game, let alone for the Move.
No, like, there's nothing. There aren't any. There aren't any specific like Move games.
Right. I'm sure there's a ripoff of like Wii Sports, and then I guess I think there's a Just Dance coming out. Actually, this week I think there's a Just Dance coming out, but. That's not gonna cut it, I think.
I don't know. Just Dance, I don't know if you guys have done it, but I played embarrassingly, Dance Central on Kinect.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, like, I can't even imagine using the Move to play Just Dance. When it's so, like, because the Dance Central in Kinect is so, like, so fully, like, encompassing, you know, they've got your feet and everything like that, so. I don't know. It would only be like two hands and buttons, I guess. It would be less like.
Yeah, I mean, it would be Samba de Amigo, essentially.
Right? Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Without I think Sony should just stop making it because the Kinect sold 750,000 in 1 week.
Right.
Yeah. It's like,
and the PlayStation Move, the PlayStation Move had must have had some Black Friday deals. In fact, they almost definitely had those, right?
I would assume that they did, but I didn't hear any buzz around it.
Right. No, just nobody cared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If a Move sale happens in a forest and nobody's around, does it really happen? Right? It's one of those. That's sad. It's sad. But yes, you're right, Peter. They should probably close shop on this. It's just you're just embarrassing yourselves. It's like, you know, it's like those weird Sega peripherals for the Genesis that nobody really cared about, right? Like the Enforcer and things like that. Just stop. Just stop. Okay, so let's see here. Sony, in an unsurprising twist, has said that they will probably release their next-gen PlayStation soon after the next Xbox and Wii U. I think they are aware that the one-year head start that the 360 had was kind of awesome for Microsoft, and so they're probably not going to let that happen again, and the president of Sony has said as such. We've actually gotten persistent rumors this fall that the next Xbox is going to happen pretty soon, as in we'll learn about it next year. And so, you know, and we also get the new platform for the Xbox, Xbox Live system. The new interface comes out, I think, later this year, maybe, or in January, something like that. So they're overhauling that. That may be, who knows, a little taste of the Xbox 720, maybe. We'll see where that goes. Hey, guys, have you ever watched South Park? South Park's been around for, like, over a decade. Have you ever watched it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
How would you like to live vicariously through an avatar in the world of South Park?
As long as I get to wear mittens all the time.
Okay. And a knit cap, perhaps?
Yes, and a coat.
Well, you're going to get your wish, because the South Park RPG is in the works. It's going to be written by Trey Parker and Matt Stone, who are depressingly, I don't think they're 40 years old yet. They've been doing this for like over 10 years. So, they've accomplished a lot. Makes me feel sad. Mui Tree Stay.
They made a lot of money.
They have made a lot of money. South Park is still funny, by the way. I've checked it like very sporadically. Every time I come across it and watch a little bit of it, it's still funny.
Yeah, now they do social commentary. It's like satire now, instead of like Killing Kenny every week. It's just
right.
Very satirical. Very, yeah, it's very current. It's very funny.
Yeah, it's like Law and Order, ripped from the headlines, all that. Right. Right. But it's like you can spin
that. They don't protect the innocent. They don't change the names to protect the innocent.
No, they don't. Boy, don't they. It's kind of interesting because it's like that is a. You can twist it one of two ways. You can say that's really cool, so they're able to like comment on, you know, events that are affecting all of us. Or you can spin it the other way. That's really lazy writing. We're just gonna like take what's happening and kind of, you know, put what would Kenny do about Herman Cain, you know, that kind of thing, or Occupy South Park. I'm sure they've done that.
They have.
Oh yes. I'm kind of interested in seeing what they do with the Occupy movement. I'd like to see what they. Their spin on it, their fun spin on it, which is still going on, right? Hey, Rob, you tweet a little bit about the Occupy movement. If we might as well jump up around that, that's still going on, right? They're sticking around.
As far as I can tell, yeah. I mean, they've been kind of kicked out of a variety of public spaces, but as far as I can tell, they're hanging in there at the moment. So
all right.
they're going to most likely evict the DC ones quite soon. My office is actually across the street from one of the locations that they camp out at.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's actually interesting. You see like the tents. You saw the tents grow more and more. Before it was like two tents. And you barely noticed them. Mm-hmm. It went back like the next two days later and there was just like the whole park was taken over.
Interesting.
Whoa. It was pretty interesting. But yeah, they evicted a bunch this year. Like last week. In LA and Philly,
yeah, things got a little chippy. Things got a little chippy.
But for South Park, they occupied the Macaroni Grill downtown.
They're like they're occupying Macaroni Grill. Good stuff. Hang in there, occupiers. By the way, hang in there, and try not to get pepper sprayed by evil mall cops. I saw that video. That was not good. Not good. Okay, so on that note, let's wrap up the show with new releases. Guys, most of the big games for the year are done. There's actually only two big games coming out the rest of the year. One of them is Mario Kart, which comes out this week. The other one is Old Republic, which comes out in a couple weeks, I think on the 20th. Interesting. Now, Star Wars, the Old Republic MMO is probably the first MMO that I'm kind of vaguely interested in at least checking out. The only problem is it's an MMO. So yeah. there's some things about MMOs I just don't like. And this one is clearly like a classic MMO. In fact, I think since they announced Old Republic coming out, they've gone out of their way to tell every Star Wars fan, it's an MMO. Please, God, don't expect anything more than like a straight up, honest MMO experience. But I'm sure JD, our favorite MMOer, JD Church, will be on the bandwagon to give it a whirl. Rob, are you into MMOs? Have you ever given MMOs a whirl?
I have never. I was actually talking to JD about this a couple of weeks ago. I've never played any. The closest I've gotten is messing around with a few things like Monster Hunter Online. That does have an online component, and that's as close as I've ever gotten. My brother, on the other hand, he played Dark Age of Camelot for years, and to be honest, I saw the drain it was upon his time and decided I was going to skip that.
Yeah.
The drain, like the life of him being drained at the game.
Yeah, because he was the most popular cleric on his server. He was the best healer on his server. So there were people making awfully big demands of his time, and my brother, being much more social person than I am, would generally accept this. And it seemed like an awful lot of obligation for something that I would be trying to do for fun. So just never really got into it.
Interesting. Well, I'm sure I'd be shocked if JD doesn't jump on to Old Republic. He's probably beta testing it now. But we'll talk to him. We'll talk to him when it comes out, because I'm interested, but I can't. I don't think I can do it. Anyway, okay, new releases.
I understand.
Mario Kart 7 coming out. Fortune Street. Fortune Street for the Wii. What is Fortune Street? Fortune Street. It's got Mario in it.
It's also got a bunch of Dragon Quest characters.
Yeah, figure that out.
Yeah, it's a series that's been running for a good long time in Japan, kind of a monopoly kind of thing.
It's like a Mario Party.
Yeah, kind of somewhere between Mario Party and Monopoly, except the one that I really wish we'd gotten was the PS2 one, which had Dragon Quest and Final Fantasy characters. That could have been really weird.
Yeah, that sounds weird in a really interesting way. Yeah. Jaws, Ultimate Predator for the Wii. Still looks awful. Still looks awful. The Adventures
of Tintin.
It still sounds
terrible.
Yeah, oh, yes. But I guess look at this way. If it's on the Wii, now you can use your motion controls. Isn't that fun? I hope it makes you like swim like a shark. You know, you've got to like wiggle your arms like a shark.
Chomp.
Yeah, and you can't stop because you'll sink, right? Can't stop moving. Okay, so The Adventures of Tintin, the game, which is based on the movie. Barbarian, the Ultimate Warrior IP for Mac. Let's see, Adventures of Tintin is also coming out for the 360. Oregon Trail is back. Oregon Trail is coming out for the 3DS. What?
It's coming out for like all the phones and everything. I want this. I actually loved Oregon Trail.
Mm-hmm. Who didn't?
Exactly. If you didn't, you have no heart.
Yeah, or you died of dysentery, right? One or the other. I'm with you, Peter. I'll probably pick up like the cheapest version that I can get of this. See how good it is. Let me see here. What else? Final Fantasy VI coming out for the PS3 and the PSP. Huh. Interesting.
I will warn you about that, though. It's a port of the PS1 version.
Mm-hmm.
And ironically, since the Super Nintendo had a custom Sony sound chip, the sound emulation is just not really there. There's some really spectacular music in that game, and the PS1 version just isn't quite right. The Game Boy Advance version does relatively well, but it, you know, if you're going to get a version of Final Fantasy VI on a current console, get Final Fantasy III on Virtual Console for your Wii. It's the original version of the game, and it is still the best one there is.
That is why we have Rob on the show, right there. To wrap up the new releases, like we said, Just Dance 3 coming out for the PlayStation Move. Face Racers Photo Finish coming out for the 3DS. If you buy Face Racers and not Mario Kart 7, I cannot help you. Outdoors Unleashed Alaska 3D for the 3DS. Those are your new releases for the week. Guys, anything else that you want to add for the show?
Just that it's really weird for Obsidian to be developing a South Park RPG. It's, you know, there's news that you kind of expect to happen, news that you think might have happened eventually, and then there's the stuff that just comes out of nowhere and smacks you in the face, and that's this.
As I said, those are your new releases, and that is the show. Thank you guys for listening to a new Soundwave 107. We will be back hopefully next week with video. Until then, we will see you around.
This has been New Soundwave. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Check out all our videos at tfvideo.net. New Soundwave is a Radio Free Cybertron production.